Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us now with extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. Why does this never happen to me? A woman buys a vase for a couple of bucks at Goodwill, and then it ends up bringing in $107,000. I love this story.
Right, exactly. I think we're going to have a lot of people going out to their Goodwill stores this morning.
One
in a million or one in a billion stories. This woman by the name of Jessica Vincent, she lives outside of Richmond, Virginia, went to a Goodwill, was looking around, spotted this vase that's a little bit bigger than a wine bottle, I would say, and she thought it was cool. She actually thought it felt magical to her, so she brought it up to the counter. There was no price tag. The guy said, how about $399? So she said, sure. Did a little bit more research on it, posted some pictures in a glass art identification Facebook page, and she said she just started getting flooded with requests. One guy offered $10,000 right away, so she knew she was onto something. Someone else recommended the Wright Auction House in the West Loop, which really specializes in Italian glass art. And the guy called her back, Richard Wright called her back immediately, which is another good sign that you're onto something. They did some more research. She brought it to his experts, and they eventually put it up for auction, and it just sold for $107,000, which is quite amazing. A European art collector snatched it up. Turns out it was a Carlos Scarpa Italian glass made for the Vanini glass company. I'm sure you've got some at your house as well.
I'll check now.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, they said it was a masterwork. Very rare, and now Jessica Vincent's she gets about $85,000 from the sale. So I would say she did pretty well. I think she's got some money now to go back to Goodwill and look around some more.
At least a Christmas miracle. What's the latest on what the CTA is doing on the Yellow Line?
Yeah, the Yellow Line, I live about 100 feet from the Yellow Line, and I can tell you it's been very quiet since November 16th when one of their trains crashed into a snowplow that was on the track. 16 people were hurt, including some of them very badly, including the operator. We still don't have an update on when they're going to start running the train again. It's been quiet for about a month now. They did make some reports now basically saying that the design flaw that caused it was isolated to that little stretch of the Yellow Line where it approaches the Howard Station. So they made the NTSB made some recommendations, including reducing speeds on the entire Yellow Line down to 35 miles an hour. Used to go up to at least 55 or so. And the stretch where it had the accident, that is going to be another slow zone, even slower than that. So, when they finally get the Yellow Line running again, I think everyone's going to notice that that's a short little commute, but it's going to take a little bit longer as it sort of just rumbles through the border between Evanston, Skokie, and Chicago. But, for me and my neighbors, we're going to be able to get a better look at those two-car trains zipping by us every 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, there's more if you go to the Block Club Chicago website, including an interesting story about South Shore's mail problems. It's blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus Toomey. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.